chaos inside their blended family.
You were having some difficulties at the house with her children?
Yeah.
Then the troubles spread outside.
They've been involved in some break-ins in the neighborhood. Police were involved, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Has that all been straightened out?
Yes, ma'am.
But they won't talk about their wrecked rental.
I assume whatever damage was caused to the house was caused by your three children.
I don't know how to answer your question.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Kara Patron is suing her former tenants, Anthony Leader, and his fiancée, Heather Kachiever, for damages to her home caused by Heather's kids.
Order. All rise.
Case number 78 on the calendar in the matter of Patron versus Leda Kachiva.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Patron, you were the landlord. The defendants were tenants in a house that you own, and you claim extensive damage to the home, and you just finally got back into the house. I understand from reading your complaint that you knew this gentleman before. Your last name is?
Leader.
Mr. Leader before.
That's correct, Your Honor. You rented the house to him.
How did you know him before?
Well, my father, we own a small liquor store in our hometown, and my father gave him a job, and so we became what I thought was friends.
That's how you met him?
That's how I met him, yes.
Fine. Do you still work at the liquor store?
No, I do not.
When did you leave?
It was about 6 months after we moved into the place, so...
Six months after you moved into the house?
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago.
Why did you leave?
I left because I got my other job offered me more money and more hours for a management position.
So where did you go to work?
Well, it was Poor Gary's Pizza at the time. I cook, wait tables, and bartend at a local restaurant.
Are you still working there?
Yep.
Yep is not an answer.
Yes.
And you have two children?
She has three children, and, well, I consider them my children, too.
She has three children. How old are they?
11, 13, and 15.
You moved into the house when? What date?
It was July of 2016, Your Honor.
Yeah, July.
When did you move out?
March of 2018.
Where did you go?
To a duplex in town.
How much security deposit did you have?
$500.
How much was the rent?
$850.
And you always paid your rent?
Yeah, we would be late sometimes. We'd talk to her and make arrangements, but we always paid.
So you were current on your rent when you moved out?
Yes.
Ms. Patron decided not to renew your lease. You were having some difficulties at the house with her children?
We have had, yeah.
The answer is yes. You've had difficulties with her children. They've been involved in some, at least allegedly involved in some break-ins in the neighborhood. Police were involved. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Has that all been straightened out?
Yes, ma'am.
There's no question that the house was damaged, probably by your children, before you moved out, because you sort of acknowledged that she kept your security deposit for the damage, and anything that wasn't covered by your $500 security damage was normal wear and tear. $500 isn't a lot of security deposit, so I want you to tell me what damage there was in the house that you acknowledge. Don't touch her. I want you to look at me and tell me what damage.
I believe there's normal wear and tear on the carpet. There were some stains.
I want you to listen to me. I asked you, and I expect a legitimate answer from you. What damage do you acknowledge, because I assume you didn't cause damage to the house?
No, ma'am.
I assume whatever damage was caused to the house was not caused by him.
No.
So I assume whatever damage was caused to the house was caused, because you acknowledge damage, was caused by your three children.
I didn't acknowledge that there was any damage.
Well, whoever wrote the answer acknowledged that there was damage.
I don't know how to answer your question.
Because you don't have a counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
Which means if you don't have a counterclaim, then you have to acknowledge that there was damage to the house. Otherwise, there would be a counterclaim to return of your security deposits since you paid all your rent.
I didn't realize that you could do that. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you didn't realize you could do that? You had three children. You didn't realize that you get your security deposit back if there's no damage?
We have not had any contact with her since then. And we got this in the mail. This all just like literally just happened. We have not had a chance to even ask for the security box.
You moved out in March. We're now in June. That's plenty of time to say, I want to do a walkthrough with you before we move out so that I can get my $500 back. I assume you work hard for $500.
Yes.
Yes, we did. Very hard.
She's having difficulty answering my question. Perhaps you want to give it a go. What damage do you acknowledge that the children or the two of you did to the house, either by accident or because of negligence, or because the kids were fighting, or because they were hanging out of the windows trying to break into a neighbor's house. Who knows? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
So what damage do you acknowledge was not there when you moved in, but was there when you moved out?
The kitchen window was broken.
Just a second. Kitchen window broken. Is that the whole window?
One of the glass panels in the window, so.
How did it break?
I wasn't there. Our 13-year-old son had some kind of temper tantrum and either punched it or threw something. I wasn't home at the time. I was at work.
What else?
There was a hole in the drywall in the living room.
Hole in the drywall caused by the same child?
Same child, yes.
One hole or more than one hole?
Just one hole.
There was a hole when we moved in.
Do you know what I'm asking? I'm not asking what was there when you moved in. I'm asking what was not there when you moved in, but there when you moved out.
That was just the window panel. That's it. That was the only thing that was damaged while we were in the household.
Just a second. Okay. You had your turn.
Okay.
Now I'm asking him because you forgot about the window panel. Go ahead. A hole
in the drywall in the living room, which there was already one, but then there's another one.
This is another one.
And then a hole in one of the doors.
How did that happen?
He kicked it, I believe, same child.
That all sounds like more than $500 worth of damage to be fixed. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Okay. That's all. Makes it easy. Now, you want to show me pictures of the damage that you're alleging?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Great. Well, that's certainly more than $500 worth of damage. What's this a picture of?
That's the wall next to the bathroom shower. They must have leaked water somehow, and I never was aware of it. So the water, we had to replace the whole wall.
And you have to fix it. I don't know what this is. You have pictures of the carpeting on the stairs before they moved in?
I have pictures of the home before they moved in. Shows the stairwell, but not exactly the carpeting, no.
But I'd like to take a look and see what you have.
These are the before pictures.
That is not.
All I'm asking is for you to tell me whether these are a fair and accurate representation of the house when you moved in. I want you to take a look at those pictures, sir, because I don't believe her.
Yeah, no. The day we moved in, the previous tenant was moving out. We literally were there the same time as the previous tenant was there as we moved in, and the house didn't look anything like this.
Okay, fine. Then I'm not considering them. Do you have a bill for the window?
Yes, I do.
And do you have a bill for patching up the holes?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
And do you have a bill for the door?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Those are the things I want to see. How long had the house been rented to your previous tenant?
1 year.
And prior to that?
Probably 1 year. We've been renting on year leases.
In what year did you replace the carpet in the house?
1997.
They're not replacing new carpet for you.
It was 2005, Your Honor. And
They're not replacing new carpet for you.
May I say, Your Honor, I do expect to have normal wear and tear on a house, but if you could see the pictures of the carpeting, it was beyond comprehension
Let me explain something to you. After 13 years of annual leases, they're not paying for new carpeting for you. Did you follow what I said?
I did, Your Honor.
Great, perfect. They said there was one broken window.
He's not telling the truth, Your Honor.
I'd like to see photographs.
Okay, well, there's a basement window. There's a photo of the basement window.
I only saw a broken window.
The piece of storm glass that was laying on the outside of the window.
Yeah, there was two broken basement windows as well.
I don't have a picture of those.
Can I show you them on my phone?
Sure.
Right there. And the next picture is the other broken window. I don't know if it's clear, but that's definitely the shattered window from the basement.
I don't know what that is. You can take that away, Bert. I have that here. I don't know what that is. I don't have any pictures of doors, broken doors.
The holes are... When I was going through the house, Your Honor, I was taking photos just for so I could see what was going on in the home. I was just taking them from my camera on
Ms.
my
Patron,
phone.
They're not restoring your house. You're entitled to have the window repaired, replaced in the kitchen. I don't know how much that is because this doesn't tell me how much that is. You're entitled to have the holes patched. I only saw a picture of one hole. You're not entitled to any doors because I don't see any doors broken here. I don't see any doors broken here. If you can show me what you're talking about and then...
The doors are, you can see there's holes in the doors. The doors, the photos are of the doors with holes in them.
Just a second. I asked you to show me photographs of the damage. He acknowledges that there was a hole in one of the doors, but it's not in your photographs. The only thing that's here is dirty carpet, dirty sink, and a broken kitchen window. That doesn't look like a hole. I don't know what it looks like. What did he do this with? Answer me.
I think his foot. I think he kicked it or hit it mad. I can't remember, honestly.
There's no question. I think that they caused more damage than $500. I can't tell from this. Because Northwood's construction lumps everything together. Lumps together things that you have no proof of. You have no proof of this. Item one, remove and dispose of three broken windows. All those three things are $3,600.
Well, if I may say, Your Honor, the house is an old house. It's a custom-made windows. They were all custom-made. They took weeks to get.
Listen to me. That's not my place to guess. Do you understand, Ms. Patron?
Correct.
You're asking me to guess. That's really an unfair burden for you to put on me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What, are you kidding me? Arrested two times. By the time you're 17 years old. How old are you?
27.
How many times have you been arrested?
A few.
Oh, my God!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kara Patrone says her former tenants, Anthony Leader and fiancé Heather Kachiver, owe for damages to her rental home.
It's your job to bring me... There's a broken kitchen window. This is what it costs to replace the broken kitchen window. There was a door, which is the only door you have a picture of, that has a hole in it. You want a new door? Put on a new door. This says three new doors.
There are three doors, Your Honor. If I may
you only
say,
have a picture of one.
I could show you one more on my phone.
Sorry. Where do you come from?
Minnesota.
Well, then you take your case back to Minnesota and bring the judge in Minnesota. More reasonable proof. I think that you're entitled to money. I'm not guessing. I'm not guessing, Ms. Patrone. I think that you're entitled to more than the $500 that you took from their security deposit. But because of the way you prepared your evidence, I can't tell. And I'm not going to guess. Because if I guessed, I could give you too little or too much. And it's not the judge's job to guess how much money to give you.
The statement is itemized, Your Honor. It's just not, it's putting the windows all in
one
category.
Sorry, you have $5,000, and I don't see an itemized $5,000 for the damage that you've shown me. So that's your problem. So you can either go back to Minnesota or not. I can either dismiss your case without prejudice. You can go take your case to a judge in Minnesota and maybe get better proof. I'm not giving you any money, because for me to do that, I have to guess at how much it's going to cost to fix it, and this doesn't do it for me.
Okay, then I would like to do that, Your Honor, because it's not responsible at all of them to do what they've done to my home with their children that
just
completely...
A second. I'm not disagreeing with you. He acknowledges that the child broke a kitchen window. They can install a window for $700, $600. If you can come to that agreement, I would say fine. You will not be able to come to anywhere near $5,000. So what I'm going to suggest to you is that you get your proof together and go back to Minnesota and present your case before a judge in Minnesota. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Case is dismissed without prejudice. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm very disappointed.
Still in shock that she even put us all through this. It's ridiculous.
The children broke into the neighbor's home. The children were throwing knives up into the neighbor's tree.
Normal, everyday boy stuff. Nothing like she says. It's not like that.
It was beyond comprehension.
I'm really sad for her that she has to lie like that.
It was a mess. There was garbage everywhere. We took 25 garbage bags out of the home.
There was not that much garbage left. There wasn't anything left in there.
Well, I have a good heart. I'm always going to want to help people.
She's not a good person like she says she is.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Mealy versus High. Step forward.
La'Aaron Mealy is suing Shatima High and her 17-year-old son, Karan, for a stolen motorcycle.
Mr. Mealy, when did you buy this motorcycle?
Sometime in September.
In what year?
2017.
Do you have the bill of sale?
Yes.
I see it, please. Is this what you paid for it, $1,488?
Yes, Your Honor.
You took his motorcycle without his permission. What, you're telling me you had his permission to take his motorcycle?
No.
Then you took his motorcycle without his permission?
Yes.
And how old are you?
17.
And you don't have a license?
No.
And the police pulled you over?
Yes.
And they confiscated the bike?
Yes.
And they wouldn't release the bike until after your case was over, right?
Yes.
And the bike got ruined?
No.
Didn't get ruined?
No.
You mean it was in the same good shape as it was when you took it without his permission?
Yes.
Yes. You have a picture of the bike?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was the bike released to you?
Yes.
I'd like to see.
Those are before pictures. I also have some after pictures.
Is this the motorcycle before?
Yes.
I'd like to see what it looks like now.
She has to press to the right. The entire bike is completely rusted and busted. It's garbage.
Okay.
And that's the fuel. Yeah, that's what he's saying. That is.
Okay, got it. On what date did you take the motorcycle?
October 14th.
What date did you get the motorcycle back?
I didn't get the motorcycle back until December.
Till December, they released it to you. What happened with the case that you had? Is not an answer.
There was no case.
Well, if the police pulled him over, there had to be a something. And they confiscated his bike. So there had to be a something.
No, it was nothing. They just let me come in, came up from the police station and take him home. That was it. Because I guess he was underage. He was only 15.
Do you know what happened with him?
My motorcycle was stolen. I called my insurance and they called the police. So, you know, long story short, I get the police report and it's Karan High who stole my bike.
Can I see the police report? There's a police report. There has to be a something. Did you go to juvenile court?
They gave him probation.
Listen, I said to you, was there a case? You said there was nothing. You said there was nothing. That's not a nothing. If you took him to family court, that's a something. Do you understand?
Yes.
That's a something. The fact that he may not have had a record, they said, okay, we're going to let him slide this time. That was a case. He was arrested. He was arrested.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen, sir, you're 17 years old. You have the following choices. You can be a decent, civilized human being who works, who's productive, member of the community, or you can be a bum. You're well on your way to becoming a bum.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
LaAaron Mealy says, 17-year-old Karan High stole his motorcycle.
What, are you kidding me? What are you looking at the sky for? How many times have you walked into family court?
A few times.
Just with him or with others?
With him.
With him?
Yes.
All right, so you know where family court is?
Yes.
So you went there more than once?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe you forgot about this particular time going in and speaking to a probation officer about this case. Maybe you forgot.
Okay.
How many times has your mother had to go to family court for you?
Like twice.
Like twice?
Yes.
This case and another?
No.
Twice on this case?
Nah, one time on this case.
And one time on a different case?
Yeah.
Yes is the answer.
Yes.
Did you ever see a judge?
Yes.
Was the judge as nice as I am?
Yeah, kinda.
You mean the judge spoke nicely to you like I'm speaking?
Yes.
Really? I must have to try harder.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen, sir, you're 17 years old. You have the following choices. You can be a decent, civilized human being who works, who is productive, member of the community, or you can be a bum. You're well on your way to becoming a bum. If you're 17 years old and your mother has had to go with you at least twice to court, which means you were arrested twice. Arrested two times. By the time you're 17 years old, how old are you?
27.
How many times have you been arrested?
A few.
Oh, my God!
not my fault.
I'm not asking. I know the answer. We have over 100 years between us. So you can either be a bum or not. That's your choice. Right now, you owe him $1,500 for his bike and his trouble. We're done.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Judge Judy is right, man. You know, don't steal.
Yeah, locked me up, so for having no license.
It's either you gonna go to jail, be a bum like Judge Judy said, or you gonna rise to the top.
It is what it is.
It's a crazy situation, but it happened and that's life, you know?